Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I am good. Glad to have you here. And Jeff Butts, I'm glad you are here, too.
Glad I am, too.
Oh, my God. I never get to hear people do Yoda impressions. That was awesome. Thank you for making my day with that.
Welcome you are.
Oh, you know, I feel stronger with the Force already.
Maybe I'll do the whole show that way. No, I won't.
Yeah,
that would seriously hurt my throat.
Yeah, and at some point, I would tell people, oh man, I don't know what happened. Jeff's connection seems to have dropped out.
Oops.
And regardless, I'm one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
One with me.
And we have a sponsor today, iAmazing, for the awesome Mac app that lets you get at all the stuff on your iOS devices. Jeff, you wrote an article yesterday about Apple suing Swatch.
And I drew heavy fire for that, too.
Huh. Interesting. So, all right.
Yeah.
So
surprise, surprise.
But what's the deal?
Well, Swatch recently unveiled a new marketing campaign, and their new slogan is
Slogo.
Yeah. Their new slogan is Tick Differently.
Cute. I see what they did there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see what they supposedly did there. Now, of course, their CEO says it's purely a coincidence. But I believe I said in my article yesterday that I think that's a load of horse pucky.
Yeah. And the judges would also have accepted malarkey as a description.
Malarkey or Brian Chaffin's favorite phrase, balderdash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Apple is suing Swatch in a Swiss federal court, saying, you know, no, you can't do that. You can't use that phrase because you're stealing it from us and we've got it trademarked.
Okay.
And now isn't Swatch saying, actually, this is a play on one of our own catchphrases?
Yeah. And that's a really weak argument because the grammatical construction is completely different. I'd have to look up the article. Do you remember exactly what the catchphrase was they quoted? Because I can't remember it.
Not off the top of my head.
Okay. I'd have to look up the article.
So, but I mean, still.
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's not really, it can't possibly be because their old one was grammatically correct. Think Different is not grammatically correct.
It is not.
Mm. No, it isn't. Right. And Tick Different is not grammatically correct.
It is not.
And it does sound very similar to Think Different.
But Tick and Think are very similar words as well, which is why it evokes the campaign that we're all thinking of, the campaign from which I have three of the posters on the wall in the room where I record this right now. So,
yeah.
Now, the thing that I think sometimes gets lost in some of these trademark suits like this is that if you don't defend it, then you can lose it.
Right.
And so whether or not Apple wants to continue using this, like this is a thing that I saw a little bit of yesterday, was people saying Apple doesn't even use it anymore. Why are they so mad if Swatch wants to try it now, considering how long ago those posters were made and that campaign was done? And the reason is because if Apple wants to continue to hold that trademark, Apple has to, I believe the phrase is vigorously defend the trademark.
Right. Yeah, they have no choice but to defend it.
Because if they don't, then they can lose their trademark.
Technically, they do still use it.
In what?
iMac packaging specifications.
Oh, really?
Every iMac that is shipped has a packing slip in it that says Mac, Think Different.
Well, there you go.
Do they still give you a registration card that seals itself that tastes like apples when you lick it?
Oh, good touch.
I don't know.
I had forgotten about that. No, I don't believe they do because you register just online. But yes, I remember those cards now. Yeah.
They were the best. It was one of those things that I was always near and dear to my heart. And one of the reasons I remember it is because it's one of those things that somebody stopped and thought about. If you have to mail this to us, like, here's a fun thing we can do for you that's basically secret. Like, when you look at it, you don't know what an envelope flap is going to taste like when you lick it. So, you know, then you lick it, you're like, that's like an apple flavor envelope seal. And there's nothing indicating that it's going to be anything, you know, sort of interesting. And I always thought that was one of the best examples of Apple thinking through their design all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. All right. Yeah. So Jeff, here's my take on this lawsuit. And let me know if you think I'm off base here. First, I don't think Apple's going to win because the legal requirements that they have to meet to show that Swatch is infringing on their trademark in Sweden are really high. And I just don't think they're going to be able to meet that legal requirement. But they had no choice but to file the lawsuit because they do want to defend their trademark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's in Switzerland, by the way, not Sweden.
Did I say Sweden?
You did.
Man, that's so funny. I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to prove to the Swiss court that at least 50% of consumers still associate Think Different with Apple branding. And the fact that millennials probably don't know or associate Apple with Think Different anymore, because Apple hasn't really used it for the past 12 years other than in the iMac packaging. I don't think they're going to prove it. And I honestly don't think they need to. I mean, yeah, they could lose the trademark, but who cares? They don't need it.
No, but I'm sure Apple doesn't want a trademark that they have used in the past associated with other people's products.
And that's, I think, the other issue here is that regardless of whether, here's the thing. I think people, if you walk up to anybody on the street and you say Think Different, they're going to know what you're talking about. And I do, because it was one of those for a bunch of reasons. First of all, I'm old enough to remember that. And and I remember the conversation about it, the discussion people were having, you know, everything from longtime Apple people going, Apple made another amazing ad. Like, this is up there with 1984. It just knocks it out of the park as a great piece of advertising, regardless of what it is they're trying to sell you. So there was a lot of discussion of that ad campaign from an advertising perspective. This is a great commercial. This is a great spot. And it really does, you know, draw attention, and it generated a lot of discussion at a time. And the other thing it did was really reintroduce a lot of people to Apple who maybe weren't. It reintroduced people who maybe had left while Apple was, you know, out in the desert. And then when Steve came back, this was sort of one of the big campaigns that they did, you know, for the iMac when he came back, that really was Apple's sort of introduction to a lot of people who thought the company had gone away, who thought Microsoft bought them, who thought they had, you know, just sort of quietly vanished. And, you know, this campaign proved to most people, absolutely not. This is not what's happening at all. And I think that if you go up to anyone and fire slogans at them, you know, you deserve a break today. That's McDonald's. You know,
McDonald's. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Well, you just lost a lawsuit from McDonald's there. Well done.
Yeah. Good job, Kelly.
Well, I remember it from the olden days when it was a McDonald's, when it was a McDonald's slogan. But like, I think if you give people that, just those two words. And here's the thing is that think, T-H-I-N-K, and tick, T-I-C-K, are short words. They start with T and they end with K. And they're so similar that I can't help but think that that's what Sweden was trying to do. And I think that this campaign probably was more impact or Switzerland. I caught Jeff's.
It's not just me.
See what you did, Jeff?
No, I caught it from Jeff. It's contagious. Yeah, and I was going to make a joke about how Jeff's mind is not like a Swiss watch today.
Right.
No, it's more like Switzerland cheese.
Yes. There are two things, maybe. One, you know, I'm a relative newcomer to the world of Mac. I didn't start using Apple products until around 2007.
Okay.
So maybe that's why it, I mean, I know the phrase, I saw the commercials, but I don't associate Apple with that. I associate Apple with, hi, I'm a Mac.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. Which is really sad.
Actually, and the other factor, those were cute commercials.
They were cute, but the other factor is that I live in the Rust Belt in Northeast Ohio, and people just don't think about advertising slogans all that much out here.
Interesting.
Right. But yeah, I think that you would still find a lot of people who might remember that, you know.
Possibly.
Particularly at the time, and the reason that it stuck out to me initially was that it was primarily a black and white commercial because they were using historical figures. And so
using pictures of
watching color TV. Yeah, you're watching color TV, you know, and then all of a sudden you get this black and white commercial. It was very striking because most of it was black and white. So I think, you know, I think if you say think different to people, they'd probably stop and go, oh, yeah. Now, in the country where they're doing this, so I don't get it wrong again.
Switzerland.
In Switzerland, I don't know if it had the same impact that it did here. So I can't say for certain. Right. But I'm interested to see how this turns out because I don't know that Swatch's case is all that strong.
I don't know.
I don't know either because I don't know Swiss law. How'd I do that?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
You know what I think? You know what I think I'm going to do, Kelly? I think I'm going to go out to Southern Park Mall. I'm going to walk around and I'm just going to say think different to everyone I see and see what kind of reaction I get.
Let me know how long you last before they call mall security.
I will.
Yep. Okay. You need to have someone go with you to video what you're doing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I can do that. I can have my roommate go with me.
Awesome.
He'll get a big kick out of it.
Then totally go do it. I can't wait to see what reactions you get. And hey, we have a sponsor today. And that sponsor is iMazing. And iMazing is this really cool app for the Mac and for Windows also that lets you get into everything that's on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. It lets you get all of that data. So if you need to do like a incremental or like time frozen backups of your iOS device. You want to have a specific backup from today, another one that you did like a week ago, and you know, stuff like that. It'll let you do that. It also lets you get at all of that data that you just wish you could easily access that for whatever reason Apple doesn't let us do. You know, like let's say you have a voicemail that some loved one left you and they're gone now, but you still have that recording of them talking to you and you don't want to lose that. I mean, it's a special cherished memory. Well, use iMazing, copy that voicemail off of your iPhone. And now you can save it on your computer and make sure you back it up because it's really important. But now you've got it forever. You don't have to worry about accidentally deleting it out of your voicemail messages. I think that's a wonderful thing. So I love that they've come up with this easy interface that you can use to move files onto or off of your iOS devices. I love that it works over Wi-Fi, so you don't even have to worry about plugging into your computer to make this stuff happen. It's a great application. It's something that I wish Apple had created, but since they didn't, I'm really glad that DigiDNA did. And I would love for you guys to check it out. So here's what you do. Head over to the iMazing website, and that's iMazing.com/TDO. iMazing.com/TDO. You can download the app from there, and you can try it out. When you decide that this is the bomb, and I think you will, then just go back to that same link, iMazing.com/TDO, and from there you get a 20% discount off of the app. That works if you're buying the individual license or like a family license. So get your 20% off. Totally worth it. And it's a great app. I'm so glad that I have it. It has made it so much easier for me to deal with the music on my iPhone and iPads and text conversations, voicemail messages, everything else that I need to manage in a way that makes sense for me. So iMazing.com/TDO. Thank you, iMazing, for being our sponsor. Okay, the other thing.
Yeah, iMazing is absolutely amazing. I love the fact that I can go into iMazing and do PDFs of my text conversations.
Oh, isn't that just awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have another topic that I want to talk about, and that is the new drivers for the Mac that NVIDIA released. So NVIDIA has a series of graphics cards that they've codenamed Pascal. And what they've done is released beta versions of macOS drivers for these new cards. What that means for you is that if you have a Mac that you can put an external a third-party graphics card into, you now have the ability to use the newer, more powerful cards from NVIDIA instead of their previous generation cards. And I know people are probably thinking, well, what do you mean? I don't have a Mac I can even open up. How could I use something like this? Well, if a card like this is really important, let's say you have a Touch Bar MacBook Pro like I do, and that means you have the USB-C connector, so you have Thunderbolt 3 support. You can get an external chassis for expansion cards. You can put something like one of the top-of-the-line NVIDIA cards in, one of the GTI cards or whatever, and hook a monitor to that and use these new video drivers. And now you can have a really high-end video card driving a display right from your MacBook Pro. Or if you're into the Hackintosh scene and you're going to get PC hardware and install macOS on it, you can now build your own homemade Mac that outperforms Apple's top-of-the-line Macs across the board, including video cards.
Yeah, this is absolutely crucial. I don't know if you're aware of how I came to the Mac world.
I'm going to play straight man. Jeff, how did you come into the Mac world?
I was a PC guy for years. I started out in tech as a PC support technician for Micron, then for IBM. And I was in grad school in 2007 working on my master's in English, and my Dell Inspiron laptop took a dump.
Oh.
In the middle of finals week.
Oh.
Now,
being the geek I am, when the going gets tough, I start hacking. And I'd already played around a lot with Linux. I'd been a Linux system administrator for years. So I thought, you know what? I've never tried OS X before. I've never tried Mac. I think I'm going to try to turn my Dell Inspiron into a hackbook.
All right.
And I did. And it worked better than Windows ever did.
That's awesome.
So for all of those, I wasn't. for all of those people out there that want to get an introduction to the Mac without putting out the money yet to get Mac hardware, they can get an NVIDIA Pascal video card. And now they know their video card will be updated, because not all video chipsets are supported under Mac OS.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, okay. So now here's what I'm hoping is that this is the beginning of a new age for the Mac Pro, because we know Apple's working on a new design and we're hoping it comes out next year, but that's not a guarantee. What I'm hoping is that when it does come out, it's designed so that we can easily replace video cards and have other expansion options as well, so that if you buy a Mac Pro with whatever video card Apple includes, but that's not the one you need, and you need whatever the top of the line NVIDIA card is, then you can just go ahead and what I would do is buy the Mac Pro with the cheapest card that they put in it, pop that out, and buy the top of the line NVIDIA, put that in.
Yeah.
And roll with it.
That's absolutely what I'm looking for. Yeah, I am too. But if not, you know, the solution you mentioned, USB-C, get an external enclosure, pop in an NVIDIA Pascal card into that enclosure, and plug it into USB-C.
You know, I'm like seriously thinking about doing that with my Touch Bar MacBook Pro, just so I can see how well that works. Yeah. So we'll decide if I really want to drop the change on that.
That'd be interesting to see. And I can't do that because, well, I have a 2010 Mac Mini that,
Yeah. Well, then I'll look into taking one for the team and seeing if I can make that.
Yeah, live vicariously for me, Jeff.
Yeah, I can do that for you, Jeff. All right.
Give us Jeff's a good name.
That's right. Someone has to. May as well be
absolutely
us. All right,
because I don't
I don't know about that, but I do know we're out of time, so
that's a shame.
I know, so we have to wrap up. Jeff, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, it was great.
Absolutely. And Kelly, thank you for being here as well.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
As it was mine. And iMazing, thank you for being our sponsor today. Head over to their website, iMazing.com/TDO, and get yourself 20% off. What an awesome deal. I'm so glad they're doing that, because it's a great app. And listeners, thank you for joining me yet again. We'll see everyone tomorrow.